Well, good morning. Good morning to everyone. Welcome to our first 15 prayer call this morning. It's such a blessing to have you connected with us this morning. I hope everybody had a peaceful and restful Labor Day. The official end to the summer has come, and now our seasons are about to shift into fall. And so I hope that you enjoyed, those of you who had the day off, you enjoyed the day off, and you're ready to get back on your rhythm this morning. And we certainly thank and bless God for each and every one of you, and how every week you just connect with us in prayer. The call is just growing each and every week, and I just thank and bless God for those of you who have just committed to being prayer partners with us each and every Tuesday morning. And I pray that the call is just being a blessing to you. And then so many of you, every week, you just take an opportunity to invite individuals to come and be a part of the prayer call. And I just want to say a great God bless you for that. We want to welcome all of you who are sharing with us for the very first time. This is our first 15 prayer call, where we give the first 15 minutes of our morning to God in prayer and coming together and just touching and agreeing, because we understand that there is certainly a power in prayer, but prayer also allows us to be productive. And each and every one of us, that should be our goal every day. At the end of the day, God, I want to be productive. I want to see some progress in my life in some facet or in some area. I want to see that I move forward, move the dial forward towards progress for me. So prayer helps us to do that. It focuses us and it centers us. And so this is just what we do corporately each and every Tuesday for the first 15 minutes, not very long, but it is impactful and powerful for our day. As I was just kind of meditating on what area we would lead in prayer this morning, I want to just read this one scripture. I actually ministered from this scripture on Sunday in one of our services, and I just can't shake it out of my spirit. And I think it's for us on this morning. It's 1 John 4 and 4, and it's a very familiar scripture, but it's something that I think that we need to have at the forefront of our mind and of our spirit, so that we could live the victorious life God wants us to live. In 1 John 4 and 4, it says, "You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world." And I like that John tells us that we are overcomers. And that's what I want to pray for this morning. I want to pray for overcomers, because that's what you are. So many of you, if I was able to take these lines off mute and let you give your testimony, there are several things in your life that you can talk about that you have had victory, and you have demonstrated the ability to overcome. But then there's others of us who get stuck, and we don't quite know how to manage life, and more particularly the problems that life will throw at us. And I want to share with you this morning that the secret ingredient that distinguishes tough people from those who faint in the day of adversity and allows them to succeed in spite of is their ability to embrace this overcomer's mentality. This is the difference between some people soaring and accomplishing and surviving certain seasons and certain aspects of life, and other people staying grounded. It's the ability to embrace an overcomer's mentality. An overcomer's mentality is not a victim's mentality. It's not the fact that this happened to me, or it's not a situation where, you know, we always are licking our wounds and we don't never have the ability to get up and move forward. No, an overcomer's mentality is the mentality that every champion has to have. Overcomers, we perceive life differently than just the person who is casually living life. We perceive our problems differently. And this is probably the main difference, is that we don't see problems like everyone else sees problems. We take an overcomer's point of view. And yes, we look at our problems realistically. We look at them practically because we don't want to overestimate or underestimate our problems. But we don't see our problems as bigger than our potential to handle them. John says, you are of God, little children, which means that there is a level that we live in the realm of impossibility. We live in the realm of calling those things which are not as though they were. We live in the realm of miracles. And so when you know that you are of God, you understand that there is no problem that is bigger than the potential on the inside of you or the resources available to you to handle the problem. Now, there are a number of problems on this line, even on this morning. There's a number of problems that you're going to face this week. Problems is just a part of the human existence. It's not anything that says that your life is spiraling downward. It's not anything that declares that you are a loser. Problems are just a part of our human existence. You're going to face problems this week. Some of you are going to have some problems today. Problems aren't anything new. The overcomer, however, thinks about and sees problems differently. Let me just share this one thing with you, and I'll pray. Overcomers never let problems become an excuse. Overcomers never let problems become an excuse. It's so easy to allow our problems to become an excuse for us to wait, for us to not do something, let our problems rob our joy, walk around all day being defeated because we got issues that we must handle. No, overcomers never let problems become an excuse. And it's so easy to do that, but we have to understand that overcomers, we see the possibilities, not just the problems. We see the joy of breaking through, not just the burden of having to deal with it. And problems come, I believe, to test our resolve. I really believe that problems show up and arise in our life to see our level of commitment. Are you really committed? Are you committed to that relationship? Are you committed to that career? Are you committed to that business, that goal that you have set? Are you committed to growing in God? Because if you are not committed, whenever problems show up, you're going to come apart. You're going to give up. You're going to have a convenient excuse for you not to accomplish what it is that God has placed in your heart to accomplish. Problems are going to expose your level of commitment. And overcomers, we understand how to come over the problem to the next level of possibility. Now, today, you have the ability to overcome every single problem that you're going to face today. You have the ability to do that. And God is letting you know this morning, and I'm going to pray with you, that no matter what the problem is you're facing, no matter what it is that happens unexpectedly this week or even on today in your life, you already have the ability to overcome it. You have to just embrace an overcomer mindset that said, I will not be defeated by this, that I am of God. I have the possibility of creativity and innovation on the inside of me, and God is going to see me through whatever roadblock may be standing in your way. So I want to pray for you, because some of you today, you're dealing with some real problems, problems of unemployment, problems of sickness. Some of us are dealing with mental challenges and spiritual challenges. Some of us are dealing with financial challenges and relationship challenges. I want to let you know that thing will not break you. You can handle it. You can bear it until God delivers it even off of you. And we need to embrace that overcomer's mentality on today so that we can see the hand of God move in our life. Let me pray for you this morning before we go. Father, in the name of Jesus, I first of all want to thank you for this brand new day that you've given us, God. And we center ourselves this morning to realize, God, that it was you that have given us this brand new day, God. And we want to thank you and glorify your name, Lord God. We don't take it for granted. Today is a present. It's a gift to us, Lord God. And we thank you for what you have given unto us. We thank you now for our health and our strength. We thank you for our relationship that we share with you. We even thank you for this vehicle that we have of communicating with you, the power of prayer, God. I want to bless you for every person that's connected on this prayer call today, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord, that this is a divine connection. No matter even if it's their first time connected with us, Lord, I thank you that today is a divine connection as you remind us that we are overcomers. We are from you. We are of you. And I thank you this morning, God, that there is not a situation or problem that we would face that you have not already given us the strength, the tenacity, and the ability to overcome. So we thank you this morning. We embrace now an overcomer's mindset. We thank you right now even for the weapons of our warfare. For your word declares that the weapons of our warfare are not weak. They are not fleshly, but they are mighty in God for pulling down every stronghold, every roadblock, every ditch of despair that we would attempt to slip into. And so I thank you this morning for the power of prayer, because we know, Lord God, that there is a weapon that we have of prayer where we have access to your Holy Spirit and we have access to the divine. We thank you this morning that we cover our families in prayer. We even bathe our day in prayer now, Lord God. We ask on this morning, Lord, that you would order our steps, that there are going to be some situations we have to deal with. There are going to be some circumstances that we would have to confront. But I thank you this morning, as we seek your face first, we thank you right now that you're going to direct our path. Thank you for covering us, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for giving us mental peace and stability even on today, Lord God, that we can live out this champion life that you have called us to live. I even thank you right now for the power of your word. Your word is a weapon to us today, Lord God. Your word declares that we are overcomers. Your word declares, Lord, that the greater one lives on the inside of us. So we thank you right now, Lord God, that greater is upon us, Lord God. I speak that over every life. I speak that over every situation. I speak it that greater is on the inside of us. So thank you right now, Lord God, that there is not a situation we have to face today that the greater one would not help us to overcome. We cover our children now, Lord God. We ask right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that as they would go to school today, that your angels of protection would be all around them, God. God, keep their mind, guard their innocence on today, Lord God. We pray for every bus driver. We pray for every teacher, every cafeteria worker, every administrator, Lord God. Any person that will come in contact with our kids on today, Lord God, we lift them up to you today. We ask that you would now, Lord God, guard and protect our kids as they would go to school and come home even on today, Lord God. We bless you and we thank you for that even on today, Lord God. We love you. We give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you that today is already a day of victory and we will live in it. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and thank God. I hope that you are embracing that we are overcomers. And today you have to embrace that overcomers mindset. Overcomers never allow problems to be an excuse. Today, don't allow the problem to be an excuse. Get on top of that problem. Go over that problem so that you can see the victory of Almighty God. I thank God for you so much. Next week, I want you to invite somebody. We want our prayer call to grow. We thank God for all of the couple hundred people that are joining each and every week. But we are just believing God that we could touch more people and draw more people into this prayer revolution that the Lord is doing in and through this First 15 prayer call. I thank you so much for that. Listen, I'm praying even throughout today. I'm not going to stop praying for all of our prayer partners. I'll be lifting you up as I'm going throughout my day, and I pray that you'll reciprocate and pray for me as well. But on today, remember, we're going to live in divine victory. Thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. I look forward to connecting with you again next week. Bye-bye.